Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a Thursday night. I am Fred Davis, joined by the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
Glad to have you guys on board on what has been an absolutely phenomenal 2 hours of the program thus far. We've got another 2 hours to get you ready for your July 4th. Arlington, as they said on this station, they're popping off fireworks tonight.
Yeah.
In Arlington.
I believe it.
All right.
And by the way, this tomorrow, just heads up.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the barbecue and the cookout.
Yes, sir.
On the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
If you've got pets, their worst nightmare.
Except for dogs. Cats.
Yeah, cats don't care.
Cats don't care.
But dogs, oh my God, they lose it on fireworks. It scares the hell out of them. So if you got a dog, it's not that you're necessarily with the fireworks, but in your neighborhood or something,
yeah.
Get ready, because they lose it.
No, they
keep
do.
Keep them inside.
They do.
If you can.
So keep that in mind for all you animal folks out there. But like I said, cats may light some fireworks off.
Yes,
there's
they do.
Just no telling with
cats. Did I ever tell
cats.
You the bumper sticker that I saw that explained cats and dogs so well? The bumper sticker said, dogs have masters.
Yeah.
Cats have staff.
Well, that, and then I've seen memes where it'll be a cat saying one works for the cops and one doesn't.
Yeah.
So something to think about there as
the
well.
Although we are
the official nighttime show of the Dallas Police Department. So let's make sure we understand that. Shout out to my cousin, Stevie B and his boy Riddle out there patrolling the mean streets in South Dallas out there tonight. And of course, our boy Billy D and Homicide Mike there fighting the good fight, keeping our streets safe and jamming out to the fans. So if you get arrested tonight,
it's your own fault.
You might be a fatty when it's all said and done, okay? Uh-huh. We're all about rehabilitation here.
And by the way, drop a line to the cops that I'm a tolo.
That's it. Just let them know, hey, I tolo, I'm a fatty.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll let you slide.
It could be the difference.
Now, if murder was the case,
you
I can't help you.
Yeah,
I can't help you on that one.
There's only so much we can do.
Let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. Friend of the program, 7-year NFL veteran, and maybe, just maybe, the proudest Florida Gator I've ever met in my life. The one, the only, Mr. Ben Troop. Ben, how
Ben.
We living on this Thursday night?
Ben.
Man, I can just sit back and listen to you guys go at it. I don't have cats for that same reason. I will not be a part of the staff, even though my wife will say something different. I mean, she probably got me a part of the staff. But now I can just sit back and listen to you guys go. Listen, the next time I go on somewhere to eat, I said, listen, I'm a fatty. Do I get 50% off?
There you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to use it till it works.
You absolutely should. And real quick, okay, so we know you do the 84 Reasons podcast. Are you still doing No Weddings in the Fall?
I am doing no weather in the fall. We're about to kick that bad boy back off, and I'm also on the fan and in. Just, man, I'm making my rounds these days. The podcasting world has been very, 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 very incredible to me. I mean, okay. I'm enjoying it and getting a lot of feedback too, man. People don't like facts. Facts are a very, very stubborn thing. People just want to rant. You throw some stats at them, and them Twitter with them, I guess they call them X muscles. They will fire off on you. But I'm enjoying the ride.
Boy, the Twitter gangsters are real, and you know gangsters. It's all fun and games till you got to see somebody in real life, man. There's something to be said for that. So anyway, we got our boy Ben Troop on the line. Glad to have him on board. What were your thoughts when you heard Paul Feinbaum say that Arch Manning's best college quarterback?
I think the sensationalized media is alive and well. I think that Paul Feinbaum, I understand that it was a slow news day.
Right.
He wanted to get some listeners. Paul Feinbaum is one of the, you know, he's one of the biggest personalities in college sports, which means he don't got to say that. When people ask why players don't have a shot before they even get started, it's for stuff like that. He's already a Manning. He's going to Texas.
Yep.
Why you got to compare him to an – if you're going to compare him to somebody, compare him to one of his uncles. Compare him to his grandfather.
Yeah.
Don't compare him to Tim Tebow, not because I don't think he can live up to it, because he definitely got the team. But Quinn Ewers just went to back-to-back, college football playoff semifinals, and nobody bats an eye. Like, oh, okay, anybody can do that. I think Arch is going to be good, but comparing him to Tim Tebow, there are big shoes to fill, and there are Tim Tebow-sized shoes. I think the young man going to be good, but I think that's a bit much on him.
Got a question just like way up. We're not talking to SEC. What's going on with the Pac-12, so to speak? And I know they're trying to survive, but how do you like the way they're gathering up teams? And by the way, they got Texas State, which is a pretty good school around here. I think they're just trying to expand their footprint. What are your thoughts on what the Pac-12 is trying to do to survive?
I think that's a good word, you know, survive, because right now, you know, I mean, it's the P4. I know. It's officially the P5, but you got to replace the people who walked away. You got to replace them with big names or bigger names. And I know that's hard to do, but I get that a Texas State team is going to be able to add value, but you don't want to have to introduce teams to the conference. You want to just let them know they're in the conference. The Pac-12, I never thought I would see it going through what it's going through right now. But the Pac-12 and the ACC, they're not that far apart, but the ACC just have geographic location on the side where the Pac-12 does not.
Here's what's so wild. You mentioned the ACC. This is so crazy. The ACC got teams on coast to coast now. They got Cal. They got SMU. They already had the, you know, Atlantic, all those teams up and down the Atlantic coast. And it's amazing how it doesn't matter where you are. You just join a conference and stay alive. Get that TV money.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, Clemson and Florida State, I mean, I know that's still a situation. I mean, I don't know if they got bought out, want to get bought out. I think what happened with Clemson and Florida State was
they want to leave, but they can't leave.
Yeah, and it was an identity crisis for this reason.
Uh-huh.
Everybody thought that they had enough leverage to be able to pick the type of conference that they want. They called Greg Sankey. Greg Sankey said, look, man, we good. I mean, if we're going to get a team from the ACC, it's going to be the University of North Carolina, maybe a University of Virginia. Miami ain't even get a call back. I mean, Miami has done a lot of things that they are very, very historic when it comes to the college football landscape. But the one thing they have not done since they've been there is won an ACC championship.
Isn't that something?
One, your boy Cam Newton, who is no stranger to saying inflammatory things, but I'll tell you what, I thought he was spot on.
He sure was.
As far as talking about Arch and kind of fire, you know, kind of responding to the whole Paul Feinbaum thing. But he said something that I thought was probably one of the most prescient and just kind of eye-opening things about, you know, when he was at Florida. He said, look, I was the best quarterback in that room, but I needed to sit behind Tim Tebow because I didn't know how to be a leader, and I needed to listen and watch how he went about his business and how he went about practice.
You know what? We got that audio if you want to play it.
I'll tell you
too.
What. Go ahead and play this audio real quick, and then I want to hear your thoughts on it,
exactly.
Ben.
Listen to this, Ben.
They went into the University of Texas with the understanding that they're trying to put Arch Manning in the best situation to be developed over time. It's not about playing. That's going to come. But who's going to develop this specific talent to be the best talent by the time he's eligible to go to the next level? A lot of these parents and a lot of these players get so jaded off of the fact that, hey, I'm trying to play early. No, 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 no. Scratch that. Go somewhere that after 3 years, you could put yourself in a position to go to the league. That doesn't mean that I'm going somewhere where I could play early or start. Just because you're starting doesn't mean you're getting developed. I've always felt like I was more talented than Tim Tebow, but I needed Tim Tebow to show me what I lacked. Tim Tebow is an unbelievable leader, verbally and by actions. Archer would be a fool if he has not learned anything from Quinn Ewers, how he prepared, how he lead his team, and just how he handled and managed the expectations for being a quarterback at a university like Texas. The synonym for Heisman is hype. The player who has the most hype typically wins the Heisman. I don't think another quarterback has had this much hype at the University of Texas since the great Vince Young. You are a freaking fool if you don't think Cooper Manning, Archie Manning, Eli Manning, and Peyton Manning has any type of involvement with the decision-making of their nephew, their grandson, or their son. Because with a name like Manning, it holds a lot of weight in this football world.
Ben.
I mean, he said it. I mean, when you talk about a guy, well, listen, when Cam is on, he's on. Like, when Cam is on his shows that he's doing 4th-and-1, and he's on. But he said the key thing. He said development. Cam can say whatever he wants. The reason why Cam was what he was at Auburn is because of what he saw at Florida, because he went to JUCO, won a JUCO college, I mean, on the championship, and he go to Auburn. The reason why Tim Tebow got to do what he did, because he had Chris Leak. If Tim Tebow comes out of high school, goes, he can't do that. Now, he got to play in the true freshman, but he was a bat. He was a Robin role. He come in on 3rd-and-1, 1st-and-goal, and he get to do that battering ram thing. But by the time it was time for him to play, I appreciate Cam saying development, because everybody wants to play early. Well, if I play early and by the time I'm starting to play meaningful snaps, I done lost my confidence because I'm losing games, it's going to be much to do about nothing. But I know how strong the Manning last name is, because I was a part of the 2004 draft when Archie said that Eli was not going to play for the San Diego Chargers, even though they knew that the 4th overall pick was going to be the Giants. That was Phillip Rivers, and they're going to swap. But Archie's either going to love being a Manning or he's going to hate it. He will not get no in-between at a place like UT.
Now that we look at this team with Arch taking over the reins, just with what they've got coming back, and I mean, look, Sark's got this thing rocking and rolling. You've got it. It seems like this is the first we've seen, and I know we've talked about it a little bit with you, where it seems like the Texas powers that be have finally said, all right, look, let's let this guy run the show. Is it that as much about them actually letting him run the show, or what are they doing differently? Because it seems like this is the first time since Mac Brown where Texas is finally, you know, all in, or not necessarily all in, but it seems like, you know, there's no interference with the football program finally.
I think Sark has learned when it comes to certain players, you want to give them a little more rope than other players. Quinn Ewers was an incredible addition, even though he chose to go to Ohio State and then came back to Texas. I think with a guy like Arch, I think you make a good point. They're going to let him run the show until he proves them otherwise, and I think that's a good thing for him, because sometimes you got to let a player know, even though you're good enough, every player needs a coach to help mm-hmm. him drive this car, help steer this thing, because you got SMU, you got Texas A&M, you know, you got Houston, you got a bunch of schools. It ain't UT. The flagship universities in every state is what run the state. It don't get much bigger. If it does get bigger than UT, I think Arch is the guy built for it, because the one thing I respect about the youngin, didn't want to follow his uncle to Tennessee, didn't want to follow his grandfather and his other uncle, the old man. He said, I want my own legacy. I want to do the SEC, but I want to do it in Texas.
Ben, I don't know if you heard about this. Khaki Kevin was telling us that a couple of schools have changed their affiliation. I think Tennessee is no longer a Nike school. Khaki, can you get on the mic real quick and tell Ben, and we want to get your thoughts about this stuff, because some of these teams have changed their allegiances.
Well, I know that Tennessee might have. I'll have to do a little bit more research on that. But I know that, for instance, Auburn, who is a long-time Under Armour school, they just switched to Nike for sure. Mm. So some schools are switching.
I mean, the thing about it is, I want my brand to be associated with an even bigger brand. The most egregious brand switch you ever seen, it's over with now, is when Georgia Tech went to Russell Athletic.
Oh,
I love
wow.
Georgia Tech,
wow.
And they did go to Russ. Let me tell you something. There are certain things that should never, ever happen. And Georgia Tech, one of the premier schools in the ACC in the country, when they went to Russell Athletic, I said, man, you don't do that.
No.
You shouldn't even be allowed to do that. Now, Tennessee going, I mean, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, moving over. I mean, I seen the new uniform that they got. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, Auburn and those type of guys. I think what happens is now we live in such a, you know, a brand-driven world that if I'm not winning at all, I at least want to, it's all about recruiting. And I got to appeal to these recruits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if enough of them coming in saying, we don't really resonate with Under Armour, we don't really resonate with certain, everybody knows about Nike, everybody knows about Jordan Brand, everybody knows about Adidas. You got to be real good. No one's going to question the Ravens because they got it. They're going to be with Under Armour until the end of time because that's where it got started at. But if these players are coming in saying, I don't really wear this, I don't really know about that, either you're going to appeal to them or you're going to lose them.
That said, let's go back to your Florida Gators. And, of course, right now it's only July, so we'll, you know, we still got a couple months before this thing kicks off for real, for real. But this is a team that, and you said this last year, you said this on these very airwaves, that you said, look, if this team can win 7 or 8 games, that's a positive season. And after a rough start, your Gators did exactly just that. Your boy DJ Lagway is getting all kinds of love. He may be the best quarterback in America when it's all said and done at the end of next year. Time will tell. Where are we at, and where are we at with Billy Napier? Because that heat doesn't seem near as hot on that seat as it was 12 months ago.
It's hot, but the one thing Billy Napier is doing, he's winning the perception battle that is in recruiting. We went in the 60s to where we in the top 10. He got two things going for him. He got his guys in the building, and he got the guy in DJ Lagway. Yeah. Every team is going to have certain things in common. A coach that's been around, a quarterback that is proven, and a conference that they can go out there and shine. DJ Lagway won all games he started last year. Obviously, everybody's going to go back to last year in Jacksonville. He dropped that dime. Then he got hurt. Florida's tied with Georgia 20-20 with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter with a backup quarterback. I think that DJ Lagway is the reason why LSU and Ole Miss not only did make the college football playoff, but he killed both of their dreams of even potentially going to the SEC championship. DJ Lagway got one of the best receiving corps in the country. He got one of the best running games in the country. He got the best center in the country. He got a defense that's led by a bunch of guys that can get to the quarterback. But you guys know, on paper, we winning. Problem is, you don't play on paper. You play with real guys on Saturday. Rich. I think them guys are going to have to prove a point because Texas and Arch is coming to Gainesville. Ooh. And I'm telling you, it's not how you do it. It's not when you do it. It's who you do it against. You got to do it against them guys from Texas. You got to show that Texas A&M. You got to go up there and get it done. You got to go to LSU at night. This schedule is the same. We just switched from UCF to USF. I think they got a good shot as in it because we had the hardest schedule 2024, got the hardest schedule 2025, went 8-5 last year with a guy that was fresh out of high school. Now the youngest been here for a year. He getting that shoulder right. I think we got a shot. But Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Georgia are not, and Miami will not be laying down for my Gators this year at all.
No, they certainly won't. But again, the thing is, like you said, you got DJ Lagway with a year under his belt, and you got Billy Napier, who looks like it. I mean, like you said, the heat's still on because it is Florida, and you guys expect excellence over there. But again, there's something to be said about having your staff with you. That being said, let's turn over to the team you played for professionally, that being the Tennessee Titans. What are you hearing out of Cam Ward so far?
And isn't that a coincidence that your favorite quarterback in college is now your favorite pro team?
Something to be said for that.
Cam Ward, I'm only hearing great things, man. He's already chirping with the defensive guys. I mean, he seems to be a guy. He's working out. He's back in Miami working out with his guys down there right now. Cam Ward understands this. The consolation prize of being one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in college, you get to go to the worst team in the National Football League the previous year. I don't know how you're going to have to live with his mistakes, but if they stick with him and they understand that right now it's Houston, we don't know what's going on in Jacksonville, and I don't even think my boy Anthony Richardson is going to be the starter come week one. I think Daniel Jones is going to beat him out. No one's really talking about it like they should. Cam Ward is not the best quarterback in that league right now. He's not on the best team, but when it comes to it, when it comes to what these rookies been doing, he's not Jaden Daniels. He's not Bo Nix. But if he can be close to both of those guys, not necessarily. I think they got a shot to show some promise. Coach Callahan going to have to prove, because like I said, your best players, you traded them away. It had nothing to do with Coach Callahan, but Coach Vrabel got rid of A.J. Brown, got rid of Derrick Henry, which means the identity left. When they left, you got to build the identity through this young man. Warren Moon literally passed it to Warren Moon, gave this man his number one. I like stuff like that. But listen, man, it don't mean a thing if you can't get them dubs. This is a division that's definitely wide open. But I like the young man. I like what I've been hearing thus far. But we'll see what happens in the fall.
All right, we'd get you out of here with this. We'd be remiss if we didn't ask. Well, I'll get you. I'm going to do a two-parter because I got to ask you a tight end question as well, considering you're an expert at that. But real quick about this Dallas Cowboys. Lots been made of Brian Schottenheimer, the culture, and trying to get things right. He's trying to bring back all the former greats with their Super Bowl rings, trying to say, look, this is what we're trying to aspire to be. It's all, you know, chronic and palm trees right now as far as his team's concerned. How much stock do you put in that right now?
I put stock in it because, listen, Brian Schottenheimer, I understand that. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was on one team's head coaching list, and that was the Dallas Cowboys. He's the head coach there now. I know what he meant when he said that Dak Prescott was a developmental quarterback, but listen, the world don't know what you mean, Brian. You don't got to say everything out loud. We all developmental, no matter where we are in life. Don't say that about Dak, because the last thing you want to do is have the headlines coming up out of there. But adding George Pickens, a motivated George Pickens, say what you want. The youngin' can play. You don't got to like his antics. If CD can reel him in, listen, that's probably the best Batman to rob in the league, and that's nothing against them boys in Philly. That's nothing against them boys out there in L.A., and I'm talking about the Rams.
Yeah.
George Pickens motivated, and he's playing football. Mm-hmm. Ask any DB, whether it's Quinion Mitchell or any one of them boys, you're going to have to deal with George Pickens and CD. It should be an exciting offense. Micah Parsons hopefully going to get his deal, hopefully by the end of training camp or sometime during First the season. Game. If that defense can't stop the run, it's going to be a long season for Dallas no matter what they got on offense.
Yep.
All right, get you out That's here with true. This. Let's your expertise, tight end position. What can we expect from Jake Ferguson? He had a rough year last year. Granted, he had the, you know, kind of that knee injury that kind of slowed him down in week one. Then he had the concussion later on. Of course, he had Cooper Rush throwing to him. So, again, now that you add the aforementioned George Pickens, he should eat this year a little bit compared to what he had last year. A, what should we expect out of Jake Ferguson? And B, who's a tight end that nobody's talking about going into 2025?
Jake Ferguson is going to be playing motivated football. Jake Ferguson is going to get what every tight end wants, one-on-one, because you're going to have to play over the top
yep.
with CD. You're not yep. going to play George Pickens one-on-one. He's going to eat in the middle. And a tight end that no one's talking about, even though he just came back, watch out for Darren Waller. I know he's been away
really?
From football for a year. And let me tell you something.
What?
Darren Waller is a guy, number one, he kept himself in shape, right?
Okay.
He got the best. He's the best rapper in the NFL, if you ain't heard his bars. The man can rap.
He can spit them bars, 16.
I kept saying this. If Jonnu Smith went for 80-something catches, the best season he's had in football, Mike McDaniel, he could find a way to get a 6'6", 255-pound guy down the middle, because I'm just happy that Darren Waller is a Dolphin and Kyle Pitts is not, because I thought Kyle Pitts was going to get traded to the Dolphins. Watch out. Listen, watch out for Darren Waller. And I think the thing is, shout out to the tight end, man. Shout out to George Kittle. Shout out to Travis Kelce. Shout out to Greg Olsen. The tight end, you.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous and happy for them guys. I wish it was going on because I played. They do it in Nashville, the Lipscomb University. I'm so happy that the tight ends got their own brotherhood, because it's not just about the game. How do we make sure we show you guys how to take care of your money, take care of your bodies, take care of your health when the game is all over for you?
You mentioned Kyle Pitts. Is this make or break?
It is. I mean, listen, and this was scared my Kyle Pitts. He can go out there and have a big year. I think Michael Penn is going to get in the rock. But if he have a big year, I don't even know if Terry Fondo and company going to want to bring him back, because he's going to cost a lot of money, because the way he got drafted, if he can have a big year in a contract year, he's going to cost a lot of money to re-sign him.
He didn't go to tight end you, though. You just got to wonder where your boy Pitts' head's at. But, hey, if anybody can get him right, it's our boy Ben Drew. Ben, real quick, tell the folks where they can find you at on the X, the socials, and your podcast.
Man, at Ben True Beta 4 on all social media outlets, man. And I got 84 reasons. I got the fan in the end. I got no weddings in the fall. But listen, you guys keep on having me on. I'm going to keep on doing my best to make people know I'm not the best at it. I'm just one of the most efficient at it. Put me with the best. And, man, it only brings out the best in me. I appreciate you guys, man.
Always a pleasure. Always
Great
a pleasure.
Stuff,
the one, the only, Ben True. Coming
like
up
listening.
Next, a little fair foul. Teachers being bad, you don't say. We'll discuss it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more.
because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Another great performance slash interview slash visit from one of our favorites, Mr. Ben Troop. Always a pleasure talking with him. And
always.
He drops it like it's hot. Speaking of dropping it like it's hot, how about them Dallas Wings tonight? Hit us. What happened? What happened, Cat?
98-89 against the now 12-6 Phoenix Mercury. Paige Buckets, 23 points. But she was outscored by Azia James, 28 points.
Hey, you said her name wrong. It's not Paige Buckets or Paige
Beckers.
It's Rookie of the Month.
That's it.
All-Star Paige. Put some respect on her name.
No, she's well on her way to being the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, buddy.
What do they play, like 30-some-odd games?
Yeah, it's not a
lot. In the WNBA? It's a marathon, not a sprint. Or maybe it's a sprint, not a marathon. Maybe that's what it's going
on. Did all that with Rike on the bench, too.
That's it.
Really? Rike okay? I just resting up.
Their coach has a man bun, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a wild look. It's a wild look. If you can rock it, be my guest. If you can rock it. I'm just jealous because I can't.
You know, Chia Fowler used to have that.
That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
He had long hair. Like I used to call him Aquaman.
I'll tell you what.
He was Jason Momoa, and then he cut all of his hair.
I had a mullet in the fourth and fifth grades.
That don't count.
Shout out to my parents for
doing that to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. People talk about trauma.
You had an achy, breaky heart while you're at
Man, look, dude. And that was popping off in them times. Oh. You're exactly right about that. All right, you guys know what that music means. It's time for a little fair or foul. Real quick, first fair or foul, number one, and this is kind of a, and I'm not going to, first of all, I got to give a shout out to Cotton Patch Cafe. You been there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
It's over there at Star?
It's all over the place. They're everywhere around the DFW. I've got one in Louisville. I'll tell you right now. It's just comfort food.
So what's the best item on
the menu? Well, I've only eaten... Actually, I take it back. I've eaten the meatloaf, which is...
That's comfort food.
I'm a meatloaf guy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Love meatloaf. And the singer, too. Of course, I don't know.
He's from Dallas. Did you know that? He passed
R.I.P.
away. He was from Dallas.
Well, he would do anything for love.
Went to UNT.
But he won't do that. Hey, Dylon. Shout out to our boy Dylon. But yeah, he'll do anything for love, but he won't do that. At least he used to, not anymore. Love the meatloaf, mac and cheese, the corn.
Comfort food.
Tip top. So anyway, but That's number one. Shout out to Cotton Patch Cafe. Absolutely delicious. Number two. Are we still tipping on takeout food? What are we doing? Why am I tipping on takeout?
I'll tell you why. And they added in on the thing. You got a choice.
Well, you don't have to anymore.
Automatically?
They give you the choice of what you want your tip to be.
10%, 5%, 15%,
exactly.
20%.
Exactly. Yeah,
or option, whatever you want.
Custom or no?
Custom, yeah.
Yeah.
The reason they do that is because more people are doing the takeout or the Uber or the DoorDash instead of actually sitting in restaurants anymore. It's more than half of restaurant business now.
In other words,
since the pandemic, what did he just say?
Don't ever discount the tip.
Don't ever discount the tip. You know, I can't say this on there, but you know the biggest lie that men say to women.
I already know.
You know.
I already know.
And it's not I love you.
Justa. That's what I'm talking about.
Players know.
Not Busta. Justa.
Justa.
Okay. But that being said, look, I'm sorry that waiters and waitresses of some establishments are being affected by this.
They are.
That said, do I still need to tip when I'm picking up takeout food? I gave $1.
Consider it a tariff.
This dude here.
It'll help the economy.
Guy here. I'm tired of these big, beautiful bills. I'm tired of them.
Me too.
All right, here we go. You guys know what time. Look, like I said, I gave $1.
I love tariffs.
I gave $1 yesterday and the food. And I'll tell you what, the rolls, phenomenal. All right, here we go. Fair or foul. Teacher accused of chugging booze, calling students little bleeps, and making them dance the Macarena. A teacher who allegedly chugged booze and hurled curse words at her students during a lesson, charges have been filed against her. Alice Ashton from the UK was swigging from a water bottle full of orange liquid, which smelled of alcohol, and blaring music from her laptop during the health class, one of her 16-year-old students told a hearing on Tuesday. She also called students little bleeps and put her middle finger 2 to 3 inches from another teen's face during the out-of-control class at a school in Wales, which is where my folks are from, in January of last year.
Is she related to Conor McGregor?
Well, make sure one. She might be a cousin. Uh-huh. The usually reserved and quiet teacher's classes on alcohol and drug awareness were normally boring, a student told the hearing. But before the class, she was spotted swinging from the water bottle that had an alcoholic smell. She was very, very close to us. There was a slight alcoholic smell. She was very, very lively and quite animated in speaking with her hands.
You think?
In other lessons, she was more reserved and quiet. She asked the class to make the Macarena. She played music, and we were not doing work. Ashton's sloppy behavior came just 4 months after she had been convicted of drunk driving, the fitness to practice hearing heard.
And that's it for her.
The water bottle Ashton had in her class was almost empty by the end of class. Ashton kept jumping up from her desk and was becoming irritated as the class went on, at one point getting right in an unruly teen's face. Ashton denied that she had sung or sworn at students, but multiple witnesses came forward to describe the chaotic scene. Fair or foul? Getting drunk in class? Calling your students little bleeps? And making them dance the Macarena.
What do you mean, fair or foul?
Tell you what.
What
I think
do you
it's
mean,
fair.
Fair or foul?
I think it's fair.
What's fair?
I think it's entirely
it's
fair.
It's hilarious for sure.
That's absolutely it's hilarious. Is. Put it like this. She know what she did. They know what she did. She probably won't work there again.
No.
Nobody got hurt except her.
Nobody moved. Nobody got hurt. I'm here
there
for
might
it.
Have been some hurt feelings doing the Macarena.
Now, look. I look, that's historical, by the way.
Of course.
Okay. And that's interactive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think enough of these.
And
students,
they were doing exercise. Like
and they were doing
class.
Exercise. Let's think of it. Now, do we think she has an alcohol problem? I think we can safely
Apparently.
Say. Now, that's foul. Fair that she needs to go get help, but it's foul that she's definitely got an alcohol problem, especially considering this was just months removed from her getting a drunk driving offense.
It's, like I said, that's Conor McGregor's cousin.
I think if we take this thing in its totality, all right, alcohol removed. I mean, the ironic part about this is that she was teaching a drug and alcohol class.
Don't be like me.
You know?
That's what she
said.
Do
as I say, not as I do.
Don't do it, you little twit.
You little twerp, you little twit. So shout out to her. But I think this is fair, the message, foul, how she went about describing it. Yep. I think we can say something about that.
This is not the way you want to behave.
That is not the way.
Do not grow up to be like me. And then she starts to cry.
And I'll tell you what, she's not a bad looking woman either. I'll tell you what, she's kind of cute.
She's former teacher now.
Well, not a bad looking gal.
Hot with huge boobs.
Yeah, she's young. I would say she might be 30 at the most.
Something like that. Let's see if it says her age real quick before we move on. And she's Welsh, which is where the Davises are from. So, I mean,
your family?
She could, but me and her could be kinfolk for all we know. So, take back what I said about her being hot, okay? I've gone too far. All right, coming up next,
CA Stories Confidential, encounters with rock stars, legends, next on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
She deserves a raise. That's from our boy Tovash, and DISD will hire her. LOL. Talking about our favorite drunken Macarena instructor from the UK.
They won't let her in.
No, they probably won't. I'm sure there's a charter school out there that might give her a second chance. And who knows? She may deserve it. All right, crank up the music. You guys know what time it is. Sit back, relax, sip on your beverage of choice, and let's settle down for a little CA Stories Confidential.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Khaki Kev. Thanks to all the fatties and totals for allowing me to share some of these interesting stories. Man, I've had such a fun career, and like I said,
you've been on one tonight.
Yeah, and what made me do this particular CA Stories Confidential, the tease on the commercial break was encounters with rock stars, because you and I are talking, and you said something about you ever go to a bunch of concerts, and I was like, I've been to so many concerts,
yeah,
and backstage passes, and introducing acts and things like that. And because I mean, you work at K104, you're going to run into everybody right. in the industry, in entertainment. We're talking movies, hip-hop, R&B. But not only that, you just be surprised who just, because it's the number one station back
yeah.
then. And so just sports figures alone, all these years since 1980. But I've been like on the radio since I was 14 years old. And there's always some interesting encounters. And not only am I covering sports all over the country in different parts of the world, but I'm like, I'm in my 20s or 30s or 40s. So I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
I wasn't married, so I was hanging out, going places. So way back in the day, one of the, I'm going to give you some different rock star encounters. Just random, but it happened and it was cool. And not just like backstage or going to the after party. I'm in Dallas, on Lower Greenville, and they had this really cool bar that was ahead of its time called Tango.
Okay.
And you had to have like a membership pass to get in. You have to wait
really?
In line. Well, you had to have a card if you didn't want to wait in line, get past the velvet rope.
Okay.
And it was kind of like Studio 54 New York before Studio. It was like the Star Club in Dallas before Star Club. It was called Tango. And they had these frogs on top of the building that are like iconic landmarks. That whole building is no longer exists. They demolished it, tore it down. But back then, it was the place to be in the early 80s.
Okay.
I'm there minding my own business. I actually ran into Tony Bennett there. It's like, what the hell is old Tony Bennett doing right. in Tango? And he's like, this is a pretty cool place, right? I was like, how the hell Tony Bennett? He's like 100 years old. What's he doing in Tango? That's just a singer, not a rock star.
Yeah.
I'm in there one night. David Bowie is in there. And he's in the upper part of his upstairs, downstairs. The upper part was like VIP. He was in there. And David Bowie had this big song out. Are you familiar with the great work of Stevie Ray Vaughan from Oak Cliff, Texas?
Yeah.
The guitarist. He's playing guitar on this song. Let's Dance.
Let's Dance, yeah.
And the thing I took away with my brief encounter with David Bowie, first of all, everybody knew who David Bowie, he's been a rock legend forever.
Yeah.
I did bring up something to him. I said, you know Luther Vandross, don't you?
I was going to say, he helped discover him.
Yes. Luther Vandross used to sing background on some of his songs. And I was talking about Vanity from Vanity 6.
Yeah,
and
Prince, yeah, yeah.
And she had this crescent eye. David Bowie had different color eyeballs, his different pupils. He had a brown eye and a blue eye. And I'll never forget that as long as I live, because I was like looking at each eye. And he was cool to death. He was very skinny.
Yeah.
And he might have been 5'9 at the most.
All these singers are little
They're little guys.
Like, yeah.
Like movie star, like Tom Cruise. Right. In that talk. So that was David Bowie encounter. And I had an encounter at a Cowboys tailgate. And I've told this story before. Mike Saxon, the Cowboys punter, is a real good friend of mine to this day. And he was really good friends with the Giants punter, Sean Landetta. And here's the irony part about it. Just last year, the year before, Sean Landetta shows up at a Rangers game at Globe Life Field. And he comes by where we got the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's American that Backyard?
Yeah, he's walking by there.
Okay.
With a couple of other friends of mine, and he's in town. So we had to go over this story.
No, got to.
Later, not on the air, but it was like we were just walking around afterwards. Landetta, back then, not at AT&T Stadium, at Texas Stadium, the Cowboys parking lot was not like under the building or a private parking lot. It was like where the fans kind of parked, but it kind of had it.
Okay.
In other words, you could walk over there and there's the fans.
Right.
I mean, fans would walk over there and say, hey, there's so-and-so, there's Troy, right?
Yeah.
There. Well, the late, great Mark Tuinay and his wife used to have a little tailgate area, and Saxon would be over there too, and I'd go over there with Saxon, and we're drinking beers, and Saxon and Landetta, they play the Giants today. Landetta comes over there, and he's got a couple with him. And the guy has his hair all balled up, not in a man bun, but balled up underneath the ball cap.
Yeah.
And his wife, she was cool to death too. And we're just having beers. And then his name was just John. And so we're talking. I'm like, he seems familiar to me. It was Bon Jovi. So I'm having a little hangout tailgate with Sean Landetta, Mike Saxon, Mark Tuinay, the wives, and Bon Jovi.
And Bon Jovi's just over there chilling.
Did you know Bon Jovi tried to put together a group to buy the Buffalo Bills?
I heard that.
Oh, he's a big football fan.
Okay, I was going to say, I knew, because he's what, from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, he's from New Jersey.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, and then ironically, years later, I went to a private, well, it was not a private concert. It was a concert with Bon Jovi, he was performing, and I went with some super agents. My former agent started this agency. But anyway, he's friends with Worldwide West. And I've been knowing Worldwide West, William Wesley, who's now the assistant general manager for the Knicks.
The Knicks, right?
Yeah. So it was Worldwide West, me and Ray Clark, Worldwide West, and what's Nick Saban's agent's name? And he does all these quarterbacks.
Oh,
he's based out of Memphis.
Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, dadgummit. All right.
It's flipping my mind right now.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
We're just concert together.
Is he Favre's agent too?
Huh?
Is he Favre's agent too?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably, because he's based out of Memphis. And Jimmy Sexton.
Jimmy Sexton. That's
it. I'm hanging out with the super agents at the Bon Jovi concert, etc. Okay, so let's go way back. When I was in college, there's a big-time actor. He just passed away. And back then, he was like a rock star / actor. He was a rock singer. And he did this cult movie called Rocky Horror Picture Show. His name is Tim Curry. And Tim Curry came to, I was on this rock station for a minute when I was in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Called The Cat.
And okay.
K-A-T-T, The Cat, FM 100, The Cat. And they asked me, I was a college guy, could I be his chaperone and show him around town? He was performing in Norman at OU. I said, really? And he played Dr. Frankenfurter in this movie.
Had that movie already come out?
Yes.
Okay.
It was not a cult classic yet.
Not yet, right.
It had just been out for like a year or two.
Okay.
But he was like, he was performing, he had a rock band and everything. And for those who aren't familiar with the Rocky Horror Picture Show, they would show this movie for years, for decades at midnight at all these movie theaters. They probably still do somewhere
in
the
world. Oh, I guarantee you there's places to still do.
And the audience participates with the movie.
They dress up like it too, don't they?
They dress up like it too. And Tim Curry played Dr. Frankenfurter, and they did this song called The Time Warp. And everybody in the audience just does this dance. And he could sing the song. And back then, he kind of looked like Frank. He looked like Freddie Mercury or Queen.
Kinda right?
Looked like
he him got, yeah, then. He does.
But then, as he got older, he's in other movies. Like, he was in Home Alone.
Home Alone, The Bellman.
He's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, I spent the whole day with him, taking him around Norman and giving him, you know, having hamburgers and stuff.
Was he as weird in person as he came across on screen?
Yeah, he was very quiet.
Just okay.
Very, he kind of, he's just low key. He's the actor. I mean, he's also.
Is he British?
Yeah, he's British.
Okay.
He's British.
Tall, short?
Short.
Average? 5'9", 5'8", like everybody else?
If 5'9", he's probably 5'7", 5'8".
Damn.
And then I was actually in a concert, because I've introduced people, you know, or acts and stuff. But when I was in college also, I'm working at the station, and they asked if one of the radio talent could be in the show. It was Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper, for those who aren't familiar with his fine work, was Marilyn Manson before Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, he was.
And all parents did not want their kids listening to Alice Cooper because Alice Cooper was crazy. And Alice Cooper, he would chop off baby dolls' heads in a guillotine and all that kind of stuff. He had a snake. I'm not scared of snakes. So they said, okay, we want you to be one of the ghouls. We're going to dress you up, and you get to be on stage with some of these other, some of his tour. Because it's kind of like a bit to get the radio people involved or whatever. Instead of like introducing him, you get to be in the show. I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. So this is what I found out what kind of guy he is. He's nothing like the character. And by the way, at that time, he had this, it was a billion-dollar babies tour. That was a billion-dollar baby.
Yeah.
But his biggest hit was this song. This is his biggest hit. So
that's a jam right there.
Yeah. So on the part, I think it was, he was singing Billion Dollar Babies at the time.
Okay.
And he's got the snake. And they, when we're standing on the side, they said, when you go out there, you just like, I'm like a Dracula kind of thing. I'm like dressed up like a Dracula. And they got all these different.
But you're in costume.
Oh, yeah, I'm in costume. I got some blood coming down the fangs and stuff. And he said, whatever you do, don't touch Alice. I'm not going to touch Alice. He said, you can be vamping all up. You can be monster and all that.
Right.
But don't touch Alice. He had the guillotine behind him and all that. And there's a baby in the guillotine. They're going to chop this baby doll's head off. And he's got the snake. Right. Alice comes up to me with the snake.
Right.
I'm not scared of the snake. So I touched the snake. Oh, they lost their minds.
No, they didn't.
They lost their minds. And Alice just kind of pushes me away. But the crew, the stage crew, like, what are you doing? The crowd couldn't hear that. But
I
touched the snake. I ain't scared of a snake. So then after it was over with, we're backstage in Alice's dressing room. Got the food all laid out. And Alice said, oh, it was no big deal that you touched the snake. It's okay. It's okay. You're right. And then he started talking about the stuff that he likes to do.
Yeah.
He loved to play golf.
He's a damn good golfer.
Everybody knows that now, but back then it's like, wait a minute. This rock star is crazy. He's chopping off baby doll heads and stuff, and he's ghoulish. He's a big time golfer. And in fact, the waste management office, he lives in Phoenix.
I was going to say, he goes with pro-ams all the time, doesn't he?
All the time. I think he was playing that Lake Tahoe thing, too.
Okay, yeah.
All I can tell you is I got a chance. These are just rock star encounters. Bon Jovi, Tim Curry, Alice Cooper, David Bowie. There's more and more and more, but those are just a few.
Yeah.
And I've been, like I said, knock on wood. It's interesting. This has been an interesting career, and I guess I can't thank you. That was just crazy.
Was Alice Cooper a lot cooler than you thought he was going to be?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's very nonchalant.
I was going to say, so he wasn't the rock star. People weren't like doing drugs and getting drunk and stuff after the show.
No, he had beers and stuff back then.
Right. But
it went out of control. It went like, okay, backstage pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Get to Alice and he's all the women. Who knows what the other ones would do?
Seriously.
And again,
I mean, the fact that they invited you kind of tells you all you need to know, right?
Yeah. Come on, I'm Alice's dressing room. And it was a big dressing room. It wasn't like a little one.
Yeah.
It was like a big one, and they had food everywhere and drinks everywhere. And by the way, I also found out about all these different acts would have like different food requirements.
Right.
A stipend or not, it was some kind of like, I forget which band it was. They didn't like red M&Ms. They wanted M&Ms back there, but they didn't want red M&Ms. And they would just come up with things that they didn't want and wanted backstage. Oh, by the way, I was backstage one time at this concert, and I'm talking to the guys in this band. It was maybe the Commodores or something.
Okay.
And one of the security people comes back there and goes, there's a guy up front. He says he's Chris Arnold, and he's supposed to be back here. And we were like, what? And I knew all the record company people.
Right.
Who is this clown trying to be... Say he's
trying to say he's you.
And so we said, well, bring him back. Let's see. Because he obviously doesn't know I'm back there.
Right.
They bring him back there, and it was a guy I knew. I was like, what are you
trying
doing?
Trying to be with you so we can get backstage.
I was like, what are you doing? I knew him. He wasn't like a friend, but I knew him. Right. What the hell are you doing?
He tried to say it was Chris Arnold. Oh, they clowned him. CA Story Confidential, stuff, another great addition in the books, ladies and gentlemen. All right, final hour of the program, ladies and gentlemen. We got top five movies about America, good, bad, or indifferent. When you think of America, and I'll tell you what, my movies might surprise you. Maybe they won't. Who knows? If you listen to the show long enough. All right, we'll reset the show, and then we'll get you ready for July 4th. Lots to get you. Don't go anywhere. Final hour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.